You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Good morning. Praise the Lord to all. I am Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, coming to you in the name of Jesus, praying for a blessing on all who's listening to this broadcast. Our scripture reading for today is going to be coming from Psalms 1. And it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. May the blessing be upon the word that is coming forth this morning by Pastor Ross. In Jesus' name, now here is Pastor Ross.
Father, we thank you once again in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no other name. There's nothing we can do. We praise you this morning. We thank you for allowing us one more opportunity in the land of the living. Father, I ask that you would bless those that are sick, those that need healing in their bodies, those that are decrepit, those, Lord, that call upon you at every given hour, even in the wee hours of the morning, that they need help. Heal them, Lord. Give them the faith. You've already done that. Let them know that you're there. You are a present help in the time of need. And that their help cometh from the Lord. And that we will look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, because there is only one person that is able to do what we need. It's not my mother, it's not my father, it's not my organization, it's not the pastor, it's not the fivefold ministry, it's only the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we can put that into our heart and understand that when we look for whatever desires that we have, we give the Lord Jesus Christ all of the praise and the honor and the glory. Because those mountains that stand in our way, we have to get out of our way. When Jesus spoke in Mark 11 and verse 22, Jesus said that you say to the mountain, he didn't say that you run away from it, that you say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Other words, get out of my way. And if you believe what you're saying in your heart and shall not doubt, that those things shall come to pass and you will. Listen to what I'm saying, brother. You will have what you say. Glory to God. And this is why we must be careful of the things that we're saying. A lot of us go around here repeating a lot of negativity and things that that are not right. But we have to be careful with what we say because we're feeding fuel to the fire. But let me tell you something here. Glory to God that God is a good God. And every word that comes out of our mouths should be the word of God. Because Jesus said in Mark, I mean, correction, in Matthew, the fourth chapter, glory to God, he said, man shall live by bread alone. No, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Let me tell you something out there in Radio Land. Jesus Christ is the foundation for everything that we desire, everything that we need, everything that we hope for. The Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation. Keep in mind, he is the foundation. And Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 2, he was telling everybody about it. Glory to God, to the church of Corinth. He said, he is the master builder. Listen to what I'm saying. And then I said, Lord, I want you to read that. Praise God. I want you to read 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Glory to God. And Paul says that he is a wise master builder. Praise God. The third chapter, he wants to read it. The fourth chapter, he wants to tell us. He's going to tell everybody. And I want you out there, Radio Man, to understand that I am nobody telling everybody about somebody. And that somebody is the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Mrs. Boy, would you read that, please?
1 Corinthians 2.
Paul says he's a wise master builder. Praise God. Second Corinthians. Read it. Give the people the glory. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. That Paul says he's a wise master builder, that there is no other builder but the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the foundation of all things. Praise God. Jesus is the foundation. And when you build on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're building on a solid rock. You're building on a strong foundation, a foundation that cannot be rocked. Glory to God.
Read it, 1 Corinthians 3.
Hallelujah.
According to the grace of God,
glory to God,
which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Well, he's laid on, it's laid already. And there's no other foundation. So what happened is that Jesus is the foundation. So you can't go around here trying to lay your own foundation. It's been laid already. And this is why we must be careful of how we're trying to do things for the kingdom of God. We must build on the foundation that's already been laid. And Jesus Christ is that foundation. This is why Apostle Paul says, it's been laid already. All he's doing is building on it. What are we doing? We're building on the foundation. Amen. We're building on that solid rock, that foundation. Jesus is my rock. Glory to God. He is my salvation. And this is why we must keep in mind that there's no other foundation that we can build on. There's no other thing that we can do except build on that rock. Because a lot of people out here trying to build their own foundation. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to do all these different things. But I want to tell you, If you are wise, master builder, like Apostle Paul said, he said, Gary is what?
No other foundation.
Huh?
No other.
He said, there is no other. Mm-hmm. And we must keep that in mind. There is no other foundation that's laid except the name of Jesus. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Go ahead,
finish me.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble.
Well, you see, that's another thing. People are looking for all kind of popularity. They're building things. Not saying they're building things in the flesh. You see? What they're doing in the flesh is that they're doing things that they want to do. That's what's going on. Not what God wants them to do. They're doing what they want to do. That's why when you build something on wood, which is natural, hay, which is natural, all this stuff, it's going to be consumed by the fire, because everything is going to go through the fire and see what it is.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Everything is going to go through the fire, because our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
And he's going to try everything. We're being tried right now.
That's right. So every man's work shall be made manifest. They shall declare it.
Yeah, but we can't go too fast in this yet, because there's so much revelatory insight in terms of what we're looking at. Everything is going to be tried. Now, God knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that he's going to let you know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And when you tried by the fire, our Father, and it's amazing. When we go through something, we're always asking, well, why me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not you? I've had occasions to ask, well, why me? Well, God wants to purify to get stuff out of you that shouldn't be in you.
Amen.
You can't be in heaven with that. You can't be around him with that. If the angels in heaven are crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, you can't be there with no nonsense.
Nope, not at all.
And you can't be there in the flesh.
Praise God.
He says, well, everything's going to be tried by the fire.
Praise God.
To see what kind of work it is.
That's what it says. That's what it says.
Huh?
Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
What, read that again?
It says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
All right, so every man's work is going to be tried.
Mm-hmm.
Every man.
Every man.
I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where you came from. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how well you think that you are in the natural. Your work is going to be tried.
That's right.
Your work is going to be tried.
Amen.
In other words, what you're doing is going to be tried. Is it of God?
Uh-huh.
Is it what you want to do? I think about that quite a bit, because what happened is that you have a lot of churches that are booming with people, but is it of God?
Mm.
Is it what God wants? Is it what God wants you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we're around here doing things that look good, but that's not what God wants.
True.
And you have people that have a soft voice, nice personality, but that doesn't mean what God wants. Does that mean what God wants? As a matter of fact, thank you, Holy Ghost. What happened is that if you look at Jesus only had 12 people.
That's right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Only had 12 people. And out of them, one was alive, because Jesus said that I've chosen 12 of you, but one of you are what? You are a liar.
That's right.
How can you say that one of you are a devil?
That's right.
You know, I've chosen 12 of you.
Uh-huh.
So there's things that are going on that many of us don't understand. Well, there's a great day coming.
Great.
We were talking about that this morning.
That's right. Great day.
And a lot of people say, "Oh, well, you're gonna be judged. You're judged already." No, you're not judged. You're not judged. There's only one foundation. There's only one judge, and that judgment has not come yet. The Book of Revelation tells us that judgment has not come yet, and when the day of judgment takes place, you will undoubtedly be judged by the Lord. And what happens is that when he judges, the final judgment.
Amen.
See, we have to stay in line with what the scripture says. I it's hard to try and understand something without really getting a revelation of it. Mm-hmm. Because Revelation 20, verse 15, if you've been judged already, it makes no sense for God to bring you back up and judge you again. Mm-hmm. That's in the natural. Mm-hmm. We would call that double jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
That means trying you twice for the same thing.
Right.
They won't do that. God won't do that. God's smarter than that.
Exactly.
So what happened is he'll gonna make one judgment.
That's right.
And that's the final judgment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Revelation 20 and verse 15 tells us that he's going to call all that's in the grave up before him. I don't want to get off the subject, but I don't want to make this point. Call everyone up before him, the small and the great, the rich, the poor, everybody. And they're going to stand before him, and he's going to make the judgment. And what he's going to do is he's going to go through them books. And he's got to look through them books.
That's right.
To show you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how righteous he is.
Amen.
That's how holy he is.
Praise God.
You know? Huh?
Praise God.
Yeah, he I shouldn't say he got you, but he will. Mm-hmm. He will show you the books. And that's why the people would say, well, is my name in that book? Well, he knows whose name it is.
Uh-huh. Amen.
He knows whose name. He got two books there. He's got the books of remembrance.
Uh-huh.
Everything that you're doing is being recorded.
Yep.
A lot of people don't believe that.
It's the truth.
Do you believe that?
Yes, I do. It's the word of God.
Yeah, but when you say the word of God,
I believe it because I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he said.
Huh?
I have faith in what he said and what he's done for me.
Yeah, but if just say for instance, if I was an ungodly person and you come and tell me that, where would I go to find that? See, this is the whole thing. Words people speak. And they say, oh, well, it's in the Bible. But in the Bible, where?
It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. They will be judged. If they don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they will be judged.
Yeah, but it's in the Bible.
Yes.
In the Bible, go to Malachi. Look at it, what it says. Your words are being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll tell you, well, I have a guardian angels. Everywhere I go, he's writing down stuff. But where will you find it? Where will you find that the recording is taking place? Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Recording everything. He's recording it. He's got a recording. Angel, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You see it? Glory to God. It's in the fourth chapter of Malachi.
And it says, good they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name.
A book
of remembrance.
Well, all right, so now let's look at it. A book of remembrance. So why would I want to remember something if it's not being recorded?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then when they go before the that great white throne judgment in Revelation 20. Now, this is how I perceive what's happening. He says here that these books will be opened.
Yes.
Books of judgment and books of remembrance.
Amen.
And your name, I said, your name is not written, which he knows where your name is. Isn't that something?
That's something.
He knows where your name is.
Mm-hmm.
We sing the song. He knows your name. Sure he does. He knows your name.
Praise the Lord.
And this is why we can't maltreat anyone.
No.
We have to love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We can't backbite against people.
No.
Which we do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask for forgiveness. We just go ahead on and do things and think that is all right. And we don't ask for forgiveness of the thoughts that come in our mind that's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because every thought that comes in your mind is not your thoughts.
Unless it's the word of God coming from your mind, then it's his thought.
No, I say every thought that comes into your mind is not of God.
No, that's right. Because that's why our mind is supposed to be renewed.
Huh?
That's why our mind is supposed to be renewed day by day.
Okay. Yeah, but your mind can be renewed. That's an everyday occurrence.
But
the thing of it is that there are other thoughts that are coming in your mind.
You're supposed to cast them down when those
thoughts
come.
That's right. That's right. You cast them down.
Yes.
You cast down
all
imagination.
Every high thing.
Second Corinthians 10 and verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Casting down imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Into captivity, every thought to the obedience of God.
And bring it into captivity, every thought into the obedience of Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Bring it down to what the word says.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Building your house upon wood, hay, and stubble. Building your house in the flesh. A lot of us do that. We build a house in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect God to bless you.
Praise the Lord.
And knowing that God is a consuming fire, knowing that God is going to try every man's work to see what sort of work it is.
That's right. That's what it is.
If it's for God, it'll be blessed.
Right. You'll get your reward. If any man's work abide which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward.
I can't hear you.
If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
But see, the beauty of the whole thing is that you won't receive anything.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's not that you won't be saved.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you won't receive anything.
And that's what it says. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss,
and
he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
Yeah, so the thing is that your work will be, otherwise everything you've done will be done for nothing.
Right.
You know, and you don't want that.
No.
You don't want that because what happens is, the thing of it is that the beauty of it all is that you're going to stand before the master.
That's right. By yourself. You'll be there all by yourself. Nobody's going to be there with you. You got to be accountable for yourself. You be accountable for yourself.
The what?
You'll be accountable for yourself.
Yeah. Because in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 8? Go there and let's look at it for a moment.
Well, I know in Romans 14 and 12 it says, so then everyone of us shall give an account himself to God.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. But look at what when you stand before the bema seat of Christ. See, you got to give an account.
That's right.
We all have to give an account. That's why I shouldn't worry about your life.
Nope.
You shouldn't worry about my life.
Nope.
You shouldn't.
No. But think about your own life.
That's right. We go around here spending more time worrying about somebody else's light, and your light is dim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what did the scripture say then in
Second Corinthians?
Second Corinthians 10 and verse, what is it, 8?
10:8?
It's the beam of seed of Christ.
So we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
But don't go too fast now, baby, because what's happening is that it says all.
Mm-hmm.
All is all.
Mm-hmm.
You all stand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's talking about Christians here now.
Yeah.
He's not talking about no ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you're a Christian,
mm-hmm.
a child of God. So you would have to stand before Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And what do you want to have to do? You have to give an account.
You got to give an account.
You have to give an account of that name that mm-hmm. that was given to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man receive the things that done in his body.
I can't hear you.
According to that he has done, whether good or bad.
Say it again.
That we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad.
That's right. You're going to have to give him the God for it.
Praise the Lord.
All of us.
Well, we're running out of time, Pastor, so I'm going.
We're out of time?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to
tell you
give an invitation to those who may not know the Lord and who may have backslidden, and I would like to offer that to them, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Glory to God. Time is up.
1 more minute.
1 minute?
Yes.
We thank the Lord for that 1 minute that's left that we can give him the praise and the honor and the glory. And we have to be careful about what words that come out of our mouths. We have to be careful.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people...
It's in the power of the tongue.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we must be careful with what we say. We can get in these little groups and speak evil about people and then show a smiling face in the public. But anyway,
okay.
I pray that you all have listened to what was said. That goes to me as well. Until next time, I'm Pastor Ross. Don't look to me. You look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. And he will bless you immensely. God bless you until the next broadcast. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church. Located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.